And by Flavelle International University, offering a fascinating online Bachelor of Arts degree in the Great Books. Financial aid available. More at flavelleonline.com.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 18th of May, 2007. It's the birthday of philosopher Bertrand Russell, born in Trellick in Monmouthshire, England, 1872, author of The Principles of Mathematics, which argued that the foundations of mathematics could be deduced from a few logical ideas. When he turned 50, he more or less gave up mathematics. He said the brain becomes rigid at 50, became more involved in politics. Bertrand Russell, who said, "Men fear thought as they fear nothing else on earth, more than ruin, more even than death. Thought is great and swift and free, the light of the world and the chief glory of man." Here's a poem for today by Sharon Olds, entitled Mrs. Krikorian. She saved me when I arrived in sixth grade, a known criminal. The new teacher asked me to stay after school the first day. She said, "I've heard about you." She was a tall woman with a deep crevice between her breasts and a large, calm nose. She said, "This is a special library pass. As soon as you finish your hour's work," that hour's work that took 10 minutes, "and then the devil glanced into the room and found me empty, a house standing open, you can go to the library." Every hour, I'd zip through the work in a dash and slip out of my seat as if out of God's side and sail down to the library solo through the empty, powerful halls, flash my pass, and stroll over to the dictionary to look up the most interesting word I knew, spank, dipping 2 fingers into the jar of library paste to suck that tart mucilage as I came to the page with a cocker spaniel's silks curling up like the fine steam of the body. After spank and breast, I'd move on to Abe Lincoln and Helen Keller, safe in their goodness, till the bell, thanks to Mrs. Krikorian, amiable giantess with the kind eyes. When she asked me to write a play and direct it, and it was a flop, and I hid in the coat closet, she brought me a candy cane as you lay a peppermint on the tongue, and the worm will come up out of the bowel to get it. And so I was emptied of Lucifer and filled with school glue and Eros and Amelia Earhart, saved by Mrs. Krikorian. And who had saved Mrs. Krikorian? When the Turks came across Armenia, who slid her into the belly of a quilt? Who locked her in a chest? Who mailed her to America? And that one who saved her? And that one who saved her? To save the one who saved Mrs. Krikorian, who was standing there on the sill of sixth grade, a wide-hipped angel, smoky hair, standing up weightless all around her head. I end up owing my soul to so many, to the Armenian nation. One more soul someone jammed behind a stove, drove deep into a crack in a wall, shoved under a bed. I would wake up in the morning, under my bed, not knowing how I had got there, and lie in the dusk, the dust balls beside my face, round and ashen, shining slightly with the eerie comfort of what is neither good nor evil. A poem of Sharon Olds, Mrs. Krikorian, from Strike Sparks, Selected Poems 1980 to 2002, published by Alfred A. Knopf, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find your favorite poem with a poetry tool online at poetryfoundation.org. And by RBC Dane Rauscher, for almost 100 years, RBC Dane Rauscher's financial consultants have worked hard to make investing work for their clients. More information at rbcdane.com. Production assistance from Katrina Chikala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.